ER.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. Harris Health hosted its first official town hall meeting about a controversial eminent domain project last night. Harris Health CEO Ismail Porsa's presentation about a plan to take 8 acres of Herman Park for a hospital expansion was met with boos from the crowd of more than 150 people.
When they talk about this land, they keep showing Herman Park. When I say Herman Park, I'm willing to bet that all of you, in your mind, think of Herman Park proper. You think about all the amenities of Herman Park. You think about the playground. No, you don't. Okay. Some of you don't. I apologize. Some of you obviously don't.
The county is hosting several town hall meetings on the project before it goes to a vote of commissioner's court. For the third time over the past year, the Houston City Council voted to expand rules intended to get homeless people off public sidewalks. This covers the greater East End, where city officials expect to open a homeless services center early next year. Our Dominic Anthony Walsh reports citations for sidewalk obstruction are already surging.
In the 3 months following the last expansion in mid-July, police officers initiated more than 1,000 cases for sidewalk obstruction, compared to about 500 in the prior 3 months. Councilmember Julian Ramirez voted in favor of expanding the civility ordinance, but he also pointed to those numbers, first reported by Houston Public Media, and asked for more data from Mayor John Whitmire's administration.
Do they end up in services? Are they fined? Are those fines waived? How many are actually paid, et cetera? And I think this kind of data would help inform our policies going forward.
While full details for all citations issued over the past 3 months are unavailable, fines were waived in 77 cases due to individuals spending time in jail. Another 65 cases were dismissed, according to data obtained from the city's municipal